Yeah, they need to keep going.
Okay, Jerry.
Okay, if we could call the meeting to order. Jess, if you could go through roll call.
Mike?
Here.
Amanda?
Here.
Chad?
Here.
Levi?
Here.
Jerry?
Here. And if we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item, approval of the agenda. Whether there's any changes to add or to delete anything on the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to add onto the agenda, if we could maybe get an update from Shannon on the posting for the road superintendent.
Okay, so we could probably put that under your name, Shannon. Is there anything else that needs to be changed? If not, is there a motion to add this item to the agenda and to approve the amended agenda?
I'll move.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carried. Approval of December 2024 meeting minutes. We had quite a few meetings in December. There are two regular meetings and two special meetings, and there are minutes for each one. They're posted on OneDrive. I don't know if everybody's had time to look at them. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for the December 2024 meetings?
Make that motion.
Chad makes a motion. Is there a second? I can second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carried. Doreen Stroh, Jamestown City Assessor, 2024 Abatement Request 306 22nd Avenue Northeast, Alpha Opportunities. Hi.
Good morning. Doreen Stroh, Jamestown City Assessor. In December, our office was approached from Alpha Opportunities stating that they had purchased a piece of property in Jamestown in August, and they would like a prorated exemption underneath the Century Code 5702.08.31, in which it's a group home, and Alpha Opportunities is a 501c3, and they provided their articles of incorporation along with their licensing for a group home for this residential property. Yesterday, the Jamestown City Council did approve the prorated change in value for 2024, which would be lowering it down by $136,519. Any questions on this?
So are they changing this property into something else?
A group home, yes. It's a residential home, but they're using it as a group home for a development, mentally development people. And they do have other properties. I think this is number 5 or 6 group homes that they do have in Jamestown.
Is there a motion to approve the 2024 abatement request for 306 22nd Avenue Northeast? The city has already approved it?
The city approved it yesterday, yes.
Yeah, I'll move to approve that.
Okay. Levi makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Chad seconds. Any discussion regarding the motion? If not, Jessica, do we need to take the roll on that?
Yep. Mike?
Aye.
Amanda?
Aye.
Chad?
Aye.
Levi?
Aye.
Jerry?
Thank you. Did you say my name?
Jerry,
if you
yep.
did, here. Yes. Okay. Jason Bivens, Project Manager, Interstate Engineering, City of Jamestown, Storm Sewer Replacement Project Request for Letter of Support. I don't know if those titles could get longer, but you know, and you're not
Jason, I am not, we're throwing a little curveball here that I am not Jason Bivens. I am Travis Dillman with Interstate Engineering. We are here to just ask for a letter. If I could, actually, I'll read it real quick. But we're working on, if you guys are all aware, of the 96-inch storm sewer in the southwest part of town. And the letter actually is a part of the rural development grant application for funding that we're trying to get. It's just coming from the county commission to the city of Jamestown that after reviewing your proposed 96-inch storm sewer replacement project in the city of Jamestown, the Stetson County Commission has found that the said project would not conflict with any county comprehensive development plan for the area. So we're hoping that you guys would be comfortable submitting this letter to the city. If you guys remember, this is the phase one was done in 2023, which was the Applebee's parking lot area. Phase two was 2024, which took it from the Applebee's parking lot, it's like 25th Street, up to Highway 281. That part is done. This phase three that we're calling it is the rest of the red. So basically 281, everything going off to the north and east, including that little segment that's on the north side of I-94. As part of the grant application, they are just looking to make sure that it doesn't conflict with anything else in the jurisdictional area. So with that, I would be happy to answer any questions. We are looking at two different grants. So you guys are aware we're looking through the Department of Water Resources with the State Water Commission. We've got that there. We're trying to get it so that we can fund this project. So we're working right now with rural development application to see if we can get additional funds. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
So this has nothing to do with the work that was already done. This is future work.
Yep, this is future work. The whole thing is a 96-inch corrugated metal pipe that's just in really rough shape. I think you guys were all aware the first part of it was the sinkhole that happened in the Applebee's Taco John's parking lot. That was under an emergency nature. When we were able to get some people inside of it and crawled or walked the whole thing needs to be replaced, and we just really need to get after it sooner than later. So,
do you bore that under 281 in the interstate?
Is that actually the part under 281 when 281 was done? Or don't quote me on the exact time, but early 2000s when they completely redid 281, they did that as a concrete box culvert underneath that, so that's already done. And then what's underneath I-94 is actually a steel plate structure that is in good shape that the DOT monitors that every, I don't know, I shouldn't say every year, but I know that's on their list every year, every other year. They check the structural integrity. That's why those are out. The rest of it is the corrugated metal pipe that's in red that is failing.
So this is just a letter that you would need to finish your grant
process. Yep, to go after it really helps because that way we can try and continue to get grant funds to help pay for this project.
Well, the letter is a little strange. I mean, I don't think we're going to have a problem signing it, but the entire area is within the city limits of Jamestown, so it's a little weird.
It is a little bit of a strange request, but as we look at it with rural development, if you guys have worked with the USDA rural development and the federal process, there's a certain process that you just got to go through their process. So that's why we're here. I agree with you. It's all in city limits. It's water. It's been there for, the 70s, 80s, whenever that was. It's been there a long time. It's just, it's ran its life cycle. It probably wasn't the right pipe at the time. We're using a different fiberglass reinforced pipe now that should have much more longevity than what that one did. So,
any other questions?
Sir, may I please ask
a question? Go ahead,
Fritz. Thank you. Fritz, you need to either come up or grab a mic.
Got it.
Thanks, Mr. Dillman and Interstate Engineering for applying for the grants. I'm just curious. I am under the impression, and maybe a misimpression, that the ground has some sort of instability in that area. Is that correct, or is it just a materials issue here?
We don't know of any. Say that again. What kind of materials did you think it was?
I didn't say which kind of materials. I asked, is it correct that there's an instability in the ground, or was it just a materials issue?
Yeah, I don't say it would be an instability in the ground, but there are some aggressive soils that are there that is just attacking the corrugated metal pipe. So it just actually is rusting out. So a different type of pipe material. It doesn't seem to be unstable at all. What happens is that once you start to rust through the corrugated metal pipe, you start to develop a hole. The more water that washes through it starts to carry the pipe material on the outside of it and wash it down the line, which is creating the sinkhole.
Oh, wow.
But as far as the base of it, it seems to be fine. What's happening right now is the pipe, is like round and the bottom is washed out. So it's actually starting to shrink upon itself. So that's why you start to see some of the sinkholes. Even without the holes, that's why sometimes we're starting to see some little depressions. But the soils themselves, we're not doing any corrective actions as far as over excavating to bring in rock or anything like that. They seem to be okay there. It's just aggressive and attacking the pipe.
So there's some sort of a chemical makeup of the soil that's eroding the metal.
Yeah, and we see that a lot of times even on like cast iron pipe, things like that. Yeah. When you look at like slough bottoms and the aggressive nature of what that soil is. And this, if you look back even before the mall was there, a lot of this was an old ravine. Yeah. And I'm sure that's why it's the unique shape it is. They just kind of took the ravine through the pipe in the bottom of it and filled it in.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Are there any other questions? No, is there a motion to approve the letter that would be going to Mayor Dwayne Heinrich?
I'll make the motion.
Amanda makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mike seconds. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carried. So, Jess, are we going to mail this letter?
I can email it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if am I giving it to Travis? We're going to do it.
No, we'll send it to the mayor since it's addressed to the mayor.
Okay. Thanks, Travis.
Thank you guys.
And Jason, who it was, his name was on the agenda, but we didn't hear from him. So, next time. Shannon Davis, HR Director, approval of anticipated 2025 Stetson County wages.
Yes, so this should be on the one drive. For the new commissioners, this is more of just a formality. We are required to publish our anticipated wages for the upcoming year. So we do this at the first meeting in January. These are all budgeted wages, so it's in the budget with the approved increase, COLA, as well as STEP. So I'm just looking for approval to have those published.
And this is actually Century Code.
Yes.
They have to be published.
Yes, we have to publish
them. It's public knowledge. Is there a motion to approve the publication of the Stetson 2025 Stetson County wages?
I'll move to approve it.
Okay, Levi makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Amanda seconds. Do we need Jess? Do we need to do a...
Yeah. Better. Amanda?
Aye.
Chad?
Aye.
Levi?
Aye.
Jerry?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Okay. Shannon, 2025 mileage rates?
So as of January 1st, 2025, the U.S. General Services Administration